on My Fix It Up Life.
We resolve to make life beautiful.
Designer extraordinaire Tanya Nyack from Food Network's Restaurant Impossible and HGTV's Design to Sell jumps in with some design delights and gives us a sneak peek on what she's doing next.
And LampsPlus.com's Michael Murphy casts a warm glow on what's hot and what's not. Designing what you'll love and advice for getting DIY done right.
The year is new, the path is lit, so hit the switch.
It's all happening now on My Fix It Up Life.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by seeing red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark. And thanks. I'm so excited to be in the new year with you.
And I am happy to be here with you as well. I love putting the old year to bed, starting off fresh.
Yeah, like it's sunshine, you know, waking up in the morning and, you know, getting all warm and cozy and
tackling the day. Sounds like a soap commercial.
Or is it like you are, you know, in one of those movies you like to watch late at night where you've got like a spear in your hand and you're like running down the mountain, you're going to like, I don't know, do some kind of man thing about the year?
Yeah, spear, mountain, man thing. I lost you with spear.
You have no shirt on, too, in this whole, thing. And some kind of, like, calf skin, like, boots or something with the fringe.
We have an announcement to make at My Fix It Up Life. Teresa's screenplay about me running down the mountain called Men with Spear will be optioned.
Men Spears 2013. Yeah, still be optioned. Anyway, design resolutions is what we're talking about today. It has nothing to do with you. Well, maybe it could have something to do with you in your whole, like, new ensemble, because maybe that is a trend that's happening, the whole masculine spear thing.
Well, you got to man up in this world, I'll tell you that right now.
Uh-huh.
And our guest, Michael Murphy from Lamps Plus, is someone who's got a very robust project going on, and is here to help us with design resolutions. Michael, are you with us?
Yes. Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And, you know, is the whole man spear thing something that's on trend this year in 2013, or am I completely, like, having a wild fantasy?
Well, I think within any trend, whatever works for you is what works for you, and you should be happy with it. And if man spear is what you're into, go for it.
You know,
just, I'd be very interested in seeing how you interpret that into interior design, though.
It would be something quite visually alarming, I would have to say. Yeah.
It might not be so kid-friendly.
No, not really that kid-friendly. Probably more of, like, the, like, I don't want to say it, but I'm thinking, like, Thunder from Down Under now, too.
Holy smokes. For those of you that don't know Thunder from Down Under, if you ever get off an airplane in Las Vegas, you will see right away that it is the shirtless male review.
And I have to go a little off-topic, off-topic.
Michael, this isn't off-topic
I have to tell you that we stayed at the hotel once where they do that show, and Mark ended up working out with one of the guys who is in the Thunder from Down Under, so he knows his whole workout routine and everything. So, just that charms me.
Well, maybe he can get you, maybe you can get him on the line at some point, and he can give you some insider information and help I'd like to know how he would interpret that that new movie that you're going to be pitching.
And maybe,
or maybe you can cast him.
Yeah, he could play Mark in the movie. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, because I don't want to play me. That would be stupid.
No, it would be. You would have to sit in the chair and watch to make sure he does everything that you would do, you know. And, anyway, so design resolutions. What is on trend for everyone who's not insane like me, Michael?
You know, this year, we at Lamps Plus really think it's really about choosing quality over quantity this year. You know, you should enjoy more of what's going on in your life and try to spend a little bit less maybe, but enjoy the quality of items. You know, kind of, I always call it investment spending. Instead of going out and buying something that's kind of throwawayable, make a bigger investment or save a little bit more money and go out and buy that thing that you really, really love. Because no matter what trends are coming and going, if you love something, that's going to always work no matter what's going on in your life or what's going on out in the design world. But we do have a few trends that we're really excited about this year. One of them is the French refined look, which is still going very, very strong, and we're very excited to have some fantastic new products here at Lamps Plus. And we've even created a new feature on our website called Shop by Trend. So you can go to lampsplus.com and see some of these trends that we're talking about as well and see a product assortment. We've curated a collection of different products that make it so easy for you to go in and shop the look and buy the look. And you don't have to be a designer to do it anymore. We've done all the guesswork out of it, but you can take all the credit.
Well, that makes it so much easier if you guys are curating everything, all because there's so much you can pick from, and you know, being able to kind of have an idea of the style that you want or the look
Absolutely.
That you want, and be able to click on that and see a whole, you know, good
yep.
collection of options is so good.
Absolutely. And we've identified 8 different styles, one of them being French refined. French is just that warm, charming, classical European styling that everybody really likes. It allows you to really layer things in your home, from the walls to the draperies to the different fabrics, textures, lighting, of course. You know, it's the distressed finishes that everybody's still very much liking and loving. Crystal accents, carved details, scrolled legs, all that fun pattern and wash textures, all those fun things. But that's one of the most popular ones that we're seeing right now for 2013.
That sounds wonderful. So luxurious. And it makes me want to put on some kind of like faux fur kind of little jacket and like have a nice cup of coffee and like have a chat with my girlfriend.
Exactly. It's kind of the new shabby chic, if you will. It's like updated. It's a little bit more refined.
I like that.
Well, yeah. And from the woodworking side of things that I always look at when I enter a room like that, I love the structural details
Absolutely.
That make the furniture come to life, or the pieces, yep. shelf brackets, all that stuff.
Absolutely. The corbels and just the little hints of glamour with crystal and things like that, and the distressed finishes. I love things that have a bit of history to them, personally. I mean, it's nice to have something that's pristine and new, but I love to mix it with something that has a history to it. And we were talking earlier about our houses. We both have 4 square houses, and those houses have history about them, and that's what I love about things. You know, it should unveil a story as it goes through, and it's a great conversation piece.
That is so good.
Well, my question when I start to think about all this stuff is it actually a design law or statute that you have to have books in there with the multicolored bindings and leather bindings and stuff like that? Because I feel like there's got to be a library type of element to that.
Oh, definitely. I think you can if you'd like. I don't know. To me, the French one, the French style, the refined style is a little bit more subtle. If you were to use colored binders or color, you know, like if you group your books by different colors in your bookcase, that might go into more of like a global look, which is a little bit richer, more vibrant colors and textures. It's just more world-gathered products. And I think those bright punches of color would work more in that style. But for example, like if you wanted to inject a little bit of Pantone's color of the year, like emerald green, into the room, that's a great way to do it. You can use pillows. You could use collect books that have all that emerald green ideas on it, from, you know, flea markets to books that you might already have in your home library, or throw pillows or whatever it might be, blankets. are a great way of doing it, lampshades.
Well, I want to know what your reaction for the Pantone Color of the Year is, because I know there's been some strong reactions from different people.
I actually like green. It's one of my favorite colors. The emerald, I was a little surprised. I kind of thought it might be a little bit more on the blue side than the green side, but it's a great color. I think if you use it, I'm not a big person in following specific trends. I like finding what I like and using it all together, and it's great to have bases like French Refined or Global Mix as resources. But I like to take whatever's trending, for example, like emerald green, and inject it into the house in different ways, like we were talking, you know, through a lampshade. It's a dramatic and easy way to inject any trending color, any specific thing you might like, a color, your favorite color even, or you know, it's just a simple way to give your room a quick and easy makeover.
Well, and let me ask you a question, too, and I don't mean this to come off the wrong way, but when someone is designing a room or going to Lamps Plus and looking at the curated collections, and again, I don't mean this to sound simplistic, does it help to have a favorite color?
I think so, because you've already got a favorite color, and it's one less thing you have to worry about. It's one decision you've already made. If you know you like emerald green or blue, you can do sorts by that, specifically on lampsplus.com. You can sort things through blue. You can go to the color blue, and it brings up the lamps, the rugs, the chairs, you know, everything for your mirrors, everything that you could possibly want in your house, and it's already there for you.
Now, our 4-year-old announced this morning that his favorite color is brine. Now, brine.
Okay.
Which is not a typical color that a 4-year-old would announce as a favorite color. But so I just want to say that is a very unusual choice. Well, and what springs to mind when you hear that someone's favorite color is brine?
I think he's educated. I think that he's been around you guys so much that he has that designer eye, and he knows those colors. And if he's so specific to that, I think it's fantastic, especially being 4 years old.
Yeah, his.
I think you're definitely exposed to design when you come up with that.
Yeah, it's definitely unusual. I was quite surprised with that too.
I can't imagine him going into school and saying. Telling the teacher his favorite color and asking why it's not in the Crayola box.
Yeah, he actually did tell his teacher that, and his teacher, yeah.
He got a call.
She texted me and just couldn't believe that he actually knew what that word was, so, yeah.
Now,
hopefully Crayola is listening to our conversation, and it's going to be injected into those new Crayola colors for 2013-2014.
Well, Jack will be thrilled.
And I have a question for you. We're talking about color and all this other stuff, but what about a room?
Yes.
Do you have tips for, like, the bathroom or a retreat or anything like that?
Sure, absolutely. Bathrooms are really tricky rooms for anybody, I think. And it's best there's so many different elements to go into it when you're really getting down and dirty. You really have to think about how you use the space, no matter if it be a bathroom or a bedroom or whatever the space. And you really have to go into it prepared. And specifically, I think bathrooms for DIYer is kind of very challenging if you don't know what you're doing. There's plumbing, there's electrical, there's codes, there are exhaust fans. There's all these different things. And I think bathrooms and kitchens are where the DIYer needs to be as well-educated as possible, and there's tons of ways. Through your show that you guys are helping them, through your YouTube videos, you guys are doing a fantastic job helping DIYers understand it. But I think there comes a point when you don't know everything and you have to consult an expert.
Well, that is really good advice. And unfortunately, we have to go to break. So everybody listening, you have to go to Lamps Plus and shop, because I'm actually shopping there like later on today, looking at a new light for our foyer that we're renovating. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Where do you begin?
My
Why Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org. And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa. And we are designing our way into the new year.
We are designing our way into the new year because it's such a perfect opportunity. You know, you have all of the decorations out for the holidays and you're putting everything away. And it's a good time to take a moment and to connect with your inner designer and try to figure out, you know, what you want your whole mojo to be for this new year. And what better way than to talk to one of our favorite designers, Tanya Nayak.
Hey,
how are
Tanya,
you?
Are you with us?
I'm with you, and you guys are my favorite talk show hosts. How are you guys doing?
Aw, we're doing wonderfully. And I think we're doing even better now that we heard that wonderful compliment.
It's true. It's, well, I have to ask you guys, did you take down your holiday decorations yet?
Well, most of them. I did a 12 days of Christmas, like, little bucket project. Like, I decorated these little buckets with the kids and hung them up for the 12 days of Christmas. And I haven't taken that down yet because it's so super cute, and the kids and I did it together.
Aww.
So.
Well, I'm impressed. I am impressed. I'm that girl that takes the tree down, like, the next day after Christmas. I'm ready to move on. Not after Christmas, sorry. I take that back. After New Year's. Right after New Year's, I'm ready to move on and start fresh, so I get rid of it.
Well, you are super organized, Dan. We don't have that kind of mojo here.
Well, between doing Restaurant Impossible, a pilot called Billion Dollar Block on HGTV, and even hosting the White House Christmas through the years on HGTV, my question for you is, when do you find that kind of time?
That was nice. I like that. Actually, I don't know. I think this year I have made it two resolutions I have. One is to actually make more time for myself and my family and my friends. And then the other one is to get more organized. So, Teresa, you think I'm organized? Let me tell you, girl, I am not. The chaos of running in the house, unpacking, repacking, running back out, it gets cluttered fast. So I've really made it a pact to get myself organized this year and just not let it clutter up and pile up.
Well, you have to be in really good shape to be able to keep up with your life, though, too. I can imagine that, you know, with all the running around that you're doing. And I saw on Twitter that you're doing spin classes now, too.
Well, did you notice that I didn't do another tweet about spin classes?
So,
I did one. That is also my third resolution, like everyone else's, lose 5 pounds.
Oh, you don't need to lose 5 pounds, for serious.
So is your resolution to do spin class?
Spin class, period, yeah.
Done.
Do an annual spin class. That's good. Yeah, that would be
right.
A good resolution. No, I'm excited too.
Then I fulfilled it. I fulfilled my resolution, so I did good.
Well, and I was checking out, you have a gorgeous new website, TanyaNayak.com, and the cutest photos of you on there, I have to say.
Aww.
I'm kind of
Thank
jealous.
You.
And
oh, please, Miss Gorgeous Thing.
Oh, really? I don't think so. But no.
Mark knows that Teresa and I are each other's biggest fans. Like, we could sit here and compliment each other all day.
Well, I have to interject a story here that I don't think you're going to know about. That when I was looking on Tanya, TanyaNayak.com.
Spelling bee.
I'm with it, anti-disestablishmentarianism. So I'm going through there. I'm checking out what you're doing. I love the photography, by the way. I mean, that is top drawer. But
thank you.
out of nowhere, an ad pops up for a TV show on Fox. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, it's just a random ad, whatever. And then I realize that it is my wife's favorite television show. I've never seen the ad before. I've never seen any other website except yours, proving, once again, you two are attached at the hip.
And what is my favorite show, dear?
The
New
Girl.
Well, listen, the only thing wrong, The New Girl, right. And the only thing wrong with that statement is that her favorite show should be Restaurant Impossible.
That is so true, but...
Right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that Mark always tells me that I'm just like Zoe's character on that show. Like, I am the New Girl. Like, I totally act like her.
I can see that.
I'm a little quirky, and I sing little songs around the house, and a little bit of an oddball and stuff like that, so.
She's adorable.
But speaking of Restaurant Impossible, you've been tweeting at Tanya Nyack about the Whiskey Creek episode quite a bit, and I have to admit, I guess I've been watching too much New Girl. I haven't seen this one yet.
Oh, really? Well, the good thing is, every time we have a new episode airs, you know, on 1 week, the next week you know it's going to air because we always have four episodes go back to back every Wednesday. So they'll always show the one that they just showed the previous week. So stay tuned on Wednesday and then you'll catch it. They'll re-air it then.
Oh, that's okay.
Excellent. I'm excited because there's a lot of chat on Twitter about that, and it seems like it was a huge, huge challenge.
Well, Mark, I know you would appreciate this being as like into woodworking and construction as you are. This was like a legit log cabin or something built in, I don't know, the 20s, early 20s. And I believe it was sort of like a, what do you call it? I totally blanked on the name of it, but the kind of thing where people would go in and not a speakeasy, but it was like a saloon type of thing, but it was real private. So they blocked out all the windows on it so that people could go in there and have a drink. And the front of the house was a convenience store. And then I think you'd go to the back where you could actually go and drink. So the actual space is very interesting, but I don't think they did a single thing to it since 1920. And, like, the construction of it was literally falling apart. Like, Robert actually made a joke saying, you know, this building's really old or whatever. Try not to let it, like, fall apart on you tonight while you guys are working on it. I'm like, don't even joke like that because I'm so seriously a little nervous. So,
was it haunted, too?
It could have been. There were dead things all over the place, you know, just hanging from the ceiling and, like, dead raccoons. And, I'm actually a fan of, like, antlers and stuff like that. You know, particularly I like when I can see them, but they're fake and not real antlers necessarily. But I just like that look, like that lodgy log cabin look. But this was that on steroids. Like, it was that 10 times over. There were just too many dead animals hanging on the walls.
That is ridiculous.
I'm swallowing back a little bit when you said dead things hanging from the ceiling. I had to. Were they recently alive?
Oh,
were they? I don't want to talk about it. But
he's going into his man area where his imagination really went crazy when you said dead things.
Oh no!
Yeah.
but I can't even continue with it. Okay, so anyway, Abbey Lane in Boston. There's a video on your website.
Oh, my God. You do follow me on Twitter. That's awesome.
Are you kidding me? I love some of the things. Well, I love all of the things in that video, but I love some of the things you talked about relative to design in there, which brought in masculine cues, feminine cues to create this eclectic space. And I just love how you did that from color to texture to everything.
Thank you. Oh, that was such a challenge. And I remember a time when we all did a phone call a couple of years ago. It had to be about 2 years ago, one of our first calls together. I was standing knee-deep in construction rubble. Like, I was literally in it when we were talking, and I had apologized to you guys saying, you know, I'm really sorry, it might be noisy in the background, but I'm here right now, I'm just starting this project. It was almost 2 years ago. So to see that come to a close finally and see people in there eating and drinking and having fun, and I'm so happy with the way it turned out. Like, it's just literally my baby.
that is
my design baby.
Well, we have to go and check it out. We have to make a trip, hon.
Yes. You have an open invitation, dinner on me, whenever you guys are ready. open bar chat, girl and guy.
we'll be there tomorrow. Just have to find a babysitter. Well, I'm excited, too. I've been seeing the work that you've been doing with Rachel Ray, and, you know, is there anything new that you're working on with her?
Yeah, you know, several months ago, I'd say back in August, I went in and we did the green room. Myself and actually Tom Burry from Restaurant Impossible, who you guys know as well. I know you've interviewed him in the past. So we teamed up and we tackled the green room. Rachel Ray had moved into a new studio. So that was exciting. So now every single celebrity that's on her show sits in one of my rooms that I designed, which I think is amazing, you know. So they called me up to do one more room that they have, which is a huge conference room. And it takes an overflow for when they have, like, a lot of celebrities there that day or a lot of guests, then they will also use this room. So it has to be a makeup area, a green room, a hair salon, a conference room, all of that rolled in one. So I'm going to go and implement that design, and it should be airing this week.
Wow. I'm very excited. We're going to check that out, Mark.
I'm going to go there for a conference.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to go and have a conference
well,
there?
If, look, I mean, I want to watch Rachel on TV and everything, but what I want to see is Tanya's work, so I'm going there for a conference in the conference
yeah.
room.
Okay.
Well, I hear Rachel puts the best food out in her green room, so you guys need to get in there as a guest on her show so that you can actually sit in there and eat food. And I'd love to see a picture of Mark getting all dolled up with the makeup artist and the hairstylist.
Oh, I can't even tell you when we have gone on TV and he gets his makeup done. I have to say this and embarrass him, but he loves the makeup brush. He like it
oh,
like
boy.
It's like the white noise on an airplane. It makes him just like relax and want to go to sleep.
Which,
wow.
Unfortunately, we have to do now as we have to take a break.
I'll go to sleep.
We're not going to sleep. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life. Check out Tanya Nyack on the Food Network and HGTV, and we'll be right back.
I'm overexcited to see you another day. Shut up!
Got paint prep? Do it the hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
We've got more home improvement how-to and inspiration on MyFixItUpLife.com.
We're on Twitter, Facebook, and we're sharing how-to videos on YouTube and pinning awesome photos on Pinterest.
And we love to be inspired by your questions, your triumphs, and your home improvement success. So email us at info@MyFixItUpLife.com.
And we're giving away great tools and gear to help get your DIY done right at MyFixItUpLife.com. Just click on free stuff.
And we'll be back next week with more My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked in. My Fix It Up Life. This is My Fix It Up Life. Might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our Fix It Up Life. Just a simple and slow adieu. But what do I say? At my feet, it might be best friend aging gracefully. Can that be a lifelong love filled guarantee? And I'm so glad that.